Chapter 3. Captain Ahab Appears. Let me continue my story and tell you about the crew of the Pequod. The first officer, Starbuck, was born in Nantucket in the state of Massachusetts, USA, and was in his 30s. He was very thin after many years of hard work at sea, and he was a serious, responsible sailor. He saw a lot of danger in his life at sea. He missed his wife and child in Nantucket, and this made him kinder than the other sailors and more careful. But he was also superstitious.
"Every man on my ship must fear whales," said Starbuck. "A man with no fear is much more dangerous than a man with fear. Whales have killed hundreds of sailors at sea."
Starbuck spoke from experience because his father and brother were killed by whales at sea.
"I'm here in this ocean to kill whales," Starbuck said. "I'm not here to let them kill me."
The second officer, Stubb, came from Cape Cod on the east coast of the USA. He was a calm man and he didn't get nervous under pressure. He was friendly and worked well. He was never frightened in any situation. He always had a short pipe in his mouth. The officers on the ship were North American, but the rest of the crew were not. Many of the sailors came from islands along the Pequod's route. I don't know the reason, but islanders are the best whalemen. The sailors joined the ship along the way and left it on the voyage home. This was the way things were on most whaling ships. There was also a boy on our ship, and he is important to my story. He was a small boy from Alabama called Little Pip. The child sat all day at the front of the ship and played his tambourine. You'll hear more about him later. On the first few days of the voyage, the weather was very cold. It was Christmas time, but we were sailing south, and soon the weather became warmer. Starbuck and Stubb gave us our orders. We didn't see Captain Ahab. Finally, one morning, I came up on deck, and Captain Ahab was there. He had many grey hairs on his head. He looked very strong, but I could see the effects of his battle with Moby Dick. One of his legs was artificial. It was white and made from the bone of a whale. There was no foot at the end of this leg. There was a special hole on the deck, and Captain Ahab put his artificial leg in the hole so he didn't fall. The captain also had a frightening long mark down one side of his face. Was he born with this mark, or did he get it from the terrible Moby Dick? Nobody talked about it, so I didn't know. Captain Ahab stood on the deck and looked at the sea. He didn't talk to anybody, and the officers didn't try to talk to him. He stayed on the deck for a short time and then returned to his cabin. But he started coming up every day. When the days became warmer, the captain stayed on the deck for a longer time. Soon we could see him looking at the sea for the entire day. But he didn't do any work. All the equipment was ready, and all the sailors knew their jobs. Often, he walked up and down the deck. When he started doing this, he looked very preoccupied. But soon, the warmer weather influenced him, and he became happier. He even smiled once. When the captain walked, his artificial leg made a loud noise. Stubb was irritated by the noise.
"Maybe we can put something on the bottom of your leg," suggested Stubb. "Then it won't make a noise."
"Do you want to put shoes on me like a horse?" said Ahab angrily. "Go away, you dog."
"Don't call me a dog," answered Stubb. Ahab became very angry, and he almost hit Stubb. Stubb walked away. He was very angry too, but he didn't say anything.
He thought to himself, "The captain is a very strange man. I must watch him."
"We must all watch him."